Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it's ad-grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the ear?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to the best entertainment podcast on the interwebs. This is Am I on the Air, your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest in entertainment news, TV, movies, reviews, the whole nine. You get it right here, week to week. We bring you up to speed and everything going on in the world of entertainment news here on Am I on the Air. It's season 15, episode 5, and tonight's show is titled Sun's Getting Really Low. The sun is getting really low. And if you've seen Thor Ragnarok, you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen Avengers Age of Ultron, you know what I'm talking about. And that's going to be our big movie review of the week. Of course, talking the number one movie in the world, and that's Thor Ragnarok. Before we get to that, like I said, we're basically giving you the last week's worth of entertainment news in the world of TV and movies, everything that's coming and going, so you know what's to know, all right? Once again, I want to shout out our great affiliates over at Stardust. If you love movie reviews, Stardust is the app you want to get, all right? Go to your Play Store, go to your iOS, your Apple Store, and just search Stardust, all one word. You'll see the little icon come up with a little happy face. And click it, sign up. And what do you get with Stardust? You get 30-second reviews. Some of you might be thinking, you know what? 30 seconds is too short. I don't know what I can do with that. Well, I'll tell you, it's actually not too short, and it's just perfect. You know, I love it because I'm able to get out my TV and my movie reviews in a very quick way to just let you know, yay or nay. If you want to hear more detailed stuff, you come here to the podcast, you listen to the show. But if you want just a real quick summary, should I go to the movies to see this? Should I spend time to watch this on television? Check out my Stardust reviews, and I hope it helps you make that decision. And you know what? Why don't you sign up for an account while you're there? You put up some reviews. There's nothing wrong with that. I want you all to put reviews up on there, and I will follow you back. So follow me on Stardust at Don Mega, simply at Don Mega, D-O-N-M-E-G-A, and I will follow you back, and let's spread the love on this Stardust app, because it's pretty damn amazing. All right? And you can actually see multiple reviews of Thor Ragnarok on Stardust, because there was so much I wanted to talk about. 30 seconds actually was not enough time on this one. So I did a couple, and then I did a spoiler one, and then I also went and saw the movie for a second time with my daughter, and did another Stardust with my daughter actually getting a chance to review the movie. So she did end up dropping a spoiler. So the cool thing about Stardust is you can flag the video if it contains spoilers or not. So I think that's pretty cool. So that way you know what kind of review you're getting ready to listen to, and you don't fall into any kind of traps. So I have about 4 Thor Ragnarok reviews on Stardust, and right now we'll get ready to review it non-spoiler for you. But I do want to shout out, with the quickness, I was able to get up a spoiler review of Thor Ragnarok for you guys already up on our webpage. There was a lot to talk about with this film. It was a tremendous movie that I enjoyed very, very much. And I wanted to discuss this, and so you know I called in the crew, and we did a very special Am I Still on the Air side episode of Thor Ragnarok spoiler review. So it's myself along with Peeps and Friggins, you know them, that we've done shows with them before in the past. Big comic book fans in their own rights, and we bounced off everything we loved, some things we maybe didn't like, and just kind of everything in between. It's a 2-hour review. We definitely dig in very, very deep, but show a lot of love for this great film. So if you have time, I know it's long, but you know what? Download it. You know, listen to 30 minutes a day for all I care. Just check it out. If you saw Thor Ragnarok, you want to hear some other reviews about it, definitely check out our spoiler review and see what we thought about everything that went down in this film. So once again, it's on the Am I Still on the Air tab on our webpage, which is amiontheair.com. It is available on our iTunes and all our streaming sites. And then on top of that, you can also find it on reddragonsradio.com as well. Red Dragons Radio has a separate tab for our Am I Still on the Air, so just click on that tab and you'll see it's the very top episode to play. The Am I Still on the Air Thor Ragnarok spoiler review, all right? So make sure you check that out. Now, non-spoiler-wise, this, of course, is the third solo movie. It's the, you know, fifth time overall for Chris Hemsworth, who, of course, played Thor in all three Thor movies, and, of course, the two Avengers films, plus the upcoming Avengers films as well. So lots of Thor. This, of course, is a different kind of take on Thor. Now, some people might say it stretched a little bit too far from the norm in the first two films. It does stretch, but at the same time, it works perfectly. You get a wrap-up of the story from Thor the Dark World, and you get to move on, and we have some really great stuff here. Basically, the premise of the film is Thor having to fight Hela, the goddess of death. Hela comes to take over Asgard. Thor tries to stop her. He ends up getting banished to this side planet called Sakaar, where he runs into the Incredible Hulk. So then they get to team back up, and then they go back to Asgard to try to reclaim it from Hela. Now, of course, I skipped over a lot of stuff because we are keeping it spoiler-free, but that is the general idea of this film. What I want to say is everybody kills it in this film. Chris Hemsworth is so good as Thor, and he just smashes this role in this film because he also gets to be very comedic in it. Hela, played by Cate Blanchett, just once again knocks it out the park. I think one of the best villains overall in the MCU we've ever had. Is she the best overall? I don't think she's the best, but I think she's definitely one of the best. Definitely top five for sure. You've got Tom Hiddleston, of course, great as always as Loki. You got Idris Elba popping up as Heimdall. You have Jeff Goldblum as the Grandmaster, who is just fantastic. You have Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie, who is incredible. I mean, literally everybody came to play in this movie. It's directed by Taika Waititi, and I know some of you would be like, who? Well, Taika Waititi made the mock vampire documentary, What We Do in the Shadows, which you can stream over on Amazon and Hulu. He also did the movie The Hunt for the Wilder People, which is available on Hulu as well. Very comedic background, hence a lot of the comedy in this film. Taika also plays a character named Korg in the film, who is a comedic standout. This character is so great. I won't give away any of his lines, but man, he is phenomenal. And of course, you got Mark Ruffalo returning as the Incredible Hulk. Hulk talks in this. It's fantastic. I just absolutely loved everything Hulk did in this film. The way the whole team came together, the Revengers, everything that was put together in this film, it's so much fun. Like I said, I saw it opening night in IMAX, and then went again the next morning and took my daughter, who is not even 4 yet. She turns 4 in a couple weeks. And took her to go see it, and she absolutely loved it, wants to go see it again. I'm going to take my wife. Her birthday's in a couple days. I'm trying to get her to say, hey, you want to go see Thor for your birthday? And we'll take a round up the whole family and go see it again. Because as soon as we left, my daughter wanted to go see it again. So it streams all ages and all demographics. It's such a great movie. I think you guys will have a blast with it. And I can't wait to see where we go from here with the Thor character, man. There's a lot of twists and turns, things I never saw coming. And woo, I can't wait. It is so good. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. Might even be my favorite movie of the year. Spider-Man Homecoming was holding my top place this year for comic book movies. I think Thor Ragnarok might have just knocked it out. So I'll have to look back over everything, but right now Thor's looking pretty damn good. And I'll have to recount down my MCU, because I'm curious to see where Thor Ragnarok's going to land in the 17 films that have been released to date. So, of course, on the Don Mega scale, I give Thor Ragnarok 5 out of 5 Don Megas. This thing is just so awesome, and I can't recommend it enough. 5 out of 5 stars, 5 out of 5 hammers, 5 out of 5 lightning bolts, whatever you want to do. This movie's great. Go check it out. And it seems like most of you are, because this thing is smashing box office records, and I'm so happy to see. We'll talk about box office towards the end of the show. And once again, if you want to listen to our spoiler review of Thor Ragnarok, click on that link that says, "Am I Still on the Air?" and listen to the spoiler review with myself, Peeps, and Friggins. We'll break it down for you guys, and I think you'll enjoy it. All right, so there's your movie review of the week. Let's cross on over and let's start talking news and all of our new videos that have been released to date. All right? So here we go. We got the new Honest trailer, which is actually for Spider-Man Homecoming. So glad to see Honest trailers return. We have Everything Wrong with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So check that one out if you're interested. House of Cards. Netflix is in early talks to do some spinoffs of the show. Of course, they're running into some issues because of Kevin Spacey. Once again, I'm not going to dive into this. There's been some charges thrown and some allegations, and I think Kevin Spacey did some very bad things, and Netflix is taking precautions of this. They ended up suspending production. They said this was the last season of House of Cards. Then they said they were going to do spinoffs. And now, the like I said, the show's been canceled after this season. And then not only that, they've started filming the season, but they fired Kevin Spacey. They have severed ties with him, so they will finish the season without him, and then I guess we'll see where it goes. But man, it was crazy to see how this all transpired. But Kevin Spacey no longer involved with Netflix or House of Cards. Paramount Pictures is going to move forward with a Pet Sematary adaptation, and they've hired two directors to handle this one. Kevin Kalsh and Dennis Widmeyer are going to do the remake of the 1989 Stephen King adaptation, Pet Sematary. We have your Season 3 teaser trailer for Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Diane Lane has joined Amazon's new show, The Romanoffs. Kevin Feige says he hopes to put The Collector and The Grandmaster in a movie together. I would love to see that. Yes, they are brothers, for those of you that didn't know in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They are brothers. So, yeah, I was hoping that maybe a post-credit scene would put these two together, but unfortunately it didn't. But maybe Infinity War, we'll have to wait and see. Warner Brothers has set a August 17, 2018 release date for the big anticipated movie Crazy Rich Asians. It's been a romantic comedy. It's been directed by John M. Chu. And there you go. Now it has a release date in August of 2018. HBO is moving forward and releasing the Kit Harington miniseries called Gunpowder. It also co-stars Liv Tyler. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is set to replace Paul Dano in the new plane thriller 7500. Annapurna Pictures and MGM Studios have formed a distribution partnership. So that's pretty cool there. Starz has announced a new cast for their new drama series Sweet Bitter. No real big names coming off of this one. I'll just leave that one if you guys want to dig into that a little bit. Ron Howard supposedly reshot up to 80% of the Solo, A Star Wars Story. That's crazy, man. 80%. Remember, this movie was 90% done when they hired Ron Howard to come in and take over for Lord and Miller. They thought, you know, oh, he's going to work for a couple weeks, going to do up all the pickup shots and reshoot a couple things. He shot for another 4 months and basically redid the whole damn movie. He will get directing credit on this one. So, yeah, pretty damn crazy on that. Glad to see that it's still going to keep its release date after all of that. Adam, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Adam Sitzkel, who is the creator of the TV show Undateable, which I loved Undateable. This show was so funny. I was so bummed out when it got canceled last season. But they have hired him to write the Black Adam movie starring The Rock. I'm super excited about that. I think it's going to be great. This guy's got a great comedic timing, and we'll see what he can do with some action as well. But he's writing the script, so we're trying to move forward with Black Adam for sure. We talked about it on the last show that they're trying to move forward with a Bad Boys TV spinoff starring Gabriel Union. It has been picked up over at NBC, so NBC will be doing this Bad Boys spinoff. Creed 2 has officially landed a November 2018 release date. This is pretty awesome right here. I'm glad to see that they're moving this quick on it. To see it come out literally in a year is pretty damn awesome. So Sylvester Stallone stepping in to direct this one. Michael B. Jordan coming back. Creed was incredible. I can't wait to see Creed 2. Especially if we get a little Russian vibes up in this one. If he dies, he dies. We'll see. November 2018. Universal Pictures has nabbed the rights to The Paper Bag Princess, teaming up Margot Robbie and Elizabeth Banks. Very, very nice team up there. The Weinstein Company and Dimension Pictures were slated to release a horror film actually a couple weeks ago called Polaroid, and all of a sudden it was pulled off the shelf. Now we're finding out it has been pushed to Thanksgiving weekend in 2018. Oh, actually, no, not Thanksgiving weekend. It was moved from actually this Thanksgiving weekend to an unspecified date in 2018. So you're going to have to wait. I know everybody's so stoked for the Polaroid movie, but you're going to have to wait on that one. Amblin Entertainment has picked up the rights to Tom Hanks' new sci-fi film, Bios. FX has announced that the premiere date for The Assassination of Gianni Versace, the next edition of American Crime Story, is going to premiere on January 17th. New Warriors. This is a Marvel show that was supposed to air on Freeform. It's now seeking a new home. Some people are getting a little worried about this, but it's actually good news. They said that, you know, Freeform couldn't find a slot for it in their schedule next year, but that the pilot has been shot and everybody loves the pilot. It got a rousing ovation, and they think that they have something pretty special on their hands. So they are shopping it around to a lot of other networks to see who wants to pick it up. So we'll see where it lands. It probably will be Hulu. My guess is Hulu. If not, it'll be ABC maybe. But after The Inhumans hasn't done too good, I don't know if ABC is going to jump on the boat for that. Possibly Netflix. We will have to wait and see. But I think it'll find a home, no problem. Like I said, my guess is Hulu, since that's where The Runaways is going to go. We got the new trailer for Daddy's Home 2, so check that one out. Hulk and Rocket Raccoon are going to be friends in Avengers Infinity War. That's pretty awesome right there. Little nugget, doesn't mean anything, but it's pretty funny. All right, I'm pretty pissed about this. We have our first sort of cancellation of the season. CBS has pulled the new comedy Me, Myself, and I from the schedule. I'm super bummed about this. I actually really love this show. It stars Bobby Moynihan. I've talked about it. I've done Stardust on this show. It's one of my favorite new comedy sitcoms that's out. It's so good. It has so much heart. It's funny. You know, you get to see this guy's evolution from a kid to midlife to being, you know, older. It was a cool concept, and I really, really dug this show. And after just 6 episodes, CBS is pulling the show. They're saying it's not canceled, but it's officially canceled, but almost certainly canceled. Show of the season. All of a sudden, nobody wants to use the word canceled anymore. This all started last year where shows were just pulled off of the slate and then you never heard from them again, right? Okay, that's called being canceled, guys. But they don't want to use the term right now, so they just say, oh, it's been pulled from the schedule. So unfortunately, Me, Myself, and I is the first show to be pulled from the schedule over on CBS. I'm super, super bummed about this. I wish they would give these shows some more time. Give it an opportunity, because this show is pretty awesome, and I'm pretty bummed about that. We have your list of the November 2017 free games coming to PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live. We have a brand new Star Wars The Last Jedi TV spot that is pretty damn awesome. It's only 45 seconds, but it shows a lot and got me pretty damn pumped for it. Han Solo actress Thandie Newton assures that the film is amazing despite the shakeup. She said, it's so cool what's on screen. In the end, it's going to be an amazing collaboration. So very glad to hear all of that. Tyrese Gibson, man, this dude is losing his mind. Last week he threatened to leave Fast and Furious if Dwayne The Rock Johnson returned for Fast 9. He's talking out his ass. There's no way he's gonna not do the movie. And please, believe me, if there was a choice for the studio to pick somebody, Tyrese, do you really feel they're gonna choose you? No, they're gonna choose The Rock, because that's the way you go. So he needs to stop bitching that The Rock got a solo movie, because you know what? The studio gave that to The Rock. The studio did, because they believe in him. You know what? And Tyrese is acting like they just canceled Fast and Furious and his whole livelihood has been shaken to the core. They didn't cancel it, man. They pushed it back 1 year. You're gonna be okay. Alright? I know he's got a lot of other drama going on in his personal life, but he's letting it leak out to the screen. Supposedly he's over it now. He did do an Instagram post a couple days ago that said he's over it. He won't talk about it anymore. But man, he's got to get his shit together. So stupid. So stupid. All right, let's move on from that one. I don't want to spend too much time on that crybaby's ass. Julianne Moore is set to play Gloria Steinem in a new Julie Taymor directed biopic film called My Life on the Road. We have an article up with Thomas Jane talking about some tidbits of what the new Predator story is about. I won't read it because it could very much be spoilers for some of you that don't want to know. But we did post the article up on our Twitter and our Facebook page, so if you want to see that, definitely check it out. Supposedly Fox is looking into doing a female-led 24. That's supposedly in the works, so, you know, because that's the new hot thing in Hollywood, man. Let's do it female-led, right? So we'll see if 24 returns female-led. Brett Ratner's Hugh Hefner biopic has been put on hold by Playboy. Of course, the reason it's been put on hold is because Brett Ratner is being accused by a lot of women in Hollywood, as that seems to be the trend right now, of sexual misconduct. So I feel like every other day some actor or director or producer is getting hit up about sexual misconduct. So Brett Ratner is one of the latest ones. And because of it, Playboy has put the plug and pretty much canceled at this point doing this movie with Brett Ratner. Lucasfilm's Kathleen Kennedy teases talks for the next 10 years of Star Wars. She says they are looking into continuing the saga and maybe continuing the story of Rey, Finn, and Poe and BB-8 and all them. That looks like they, you know, some people were thinking, like, after they do 7, 8, 9, they'll stop and they'll just do spin-off movies, but they're saying they are definitely looking at continuing and doing 10, 11, 12 and continuing on all of the trilogy Star Wars has. So I'm down for it, man. I don't think they should stop. It's the whole point, right? I don't want just a bunch of side stories. I like to continue the trilogies that we've set up. Ryan Murphy has tapped Jim Parsons and Zachary Quinto for Boys in the Band Broadway revival. NBC This Is Us star Chrissy Metz is set to star in a new upcoming horror film called The Will-O-Wisp. Four Weddings and a Funeral anthology series is in the works over at Hulu, coming from Mindy Kaling. Beyonce has officially joined the cast of The Lion King remake. We've been talking about this for months. Will she? Won't she? What is going on? Who's going to be in it? Is Beyonce going to be in it? We want Beyonce. Is Beyonce going to be in it? Well, they finally did it. So let's talk here. They have announced the official cast, all right? You got Donald Glover as Simba, Beyonce as Nala, James Earl Jones as Mufasa, Chiwetel Ejiofor as Scar, Alfre Woodard as Sarabi, John Oliver as Zazu, John Connie as Rafiki, Seth Rogen as Pumbaa, Billy Eichner as Timon, Eric Andre as Azizi, Florence Kazumba as Shenzi, Keegan-Michael Key as Kamari, J.D. McCrary as Young Simba, and Shahadi Wright Joseph as Young Nala. The film comes out in summer of 2019. Hell of a cast right here. Donald Glover, Beyonce. I love James Earl Jones coming back as Mufasa. Chiwetel Ejiofor, Alfred Woodard, John Oliver. Come on, Seth Rogen, Billy Eichner, Eric Andre, Keegan-Michael Key. This is so great, man. I love how this casting came together. I can't wait to see this live-action Lion King. I think it's going to be something pretty damn special. The Russo brothers have said that Avengers Infinity War is going to be a heavily inspired by heist films. Said it will be very Thanos-centric, and it's going to be him combing the universe for the Infinity Stones. And it's going to be him trying to steal them all. So, it makes sense. It's cool. I love the idea of it. Just give me a goddamn trailer now, man. I want to see the trailer for this. I thought for sure it would be before Thor Ragnarok, but unfortunately it wasn't. So we will see. Warner Brothers has officially cut ties with Brett Ratner in the wake of the sexual misconduct allegations. So, ooh, that's going to hurt Brett, man, right in that wallet of his. It's probably going to completely screw up Rush Hour 4 now. We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago. Damn you, Brett Ratner. Damn you. Nah, you're an asshole, dude. No sexual misconduct. Shit ain't funny. Let's see here. We have Everything Wrong with Bad Moms in 18 minutes or less. Sarah Hyland reveals that her Modern Family character is bisexual. That was very interesting. Tarantino has had talks with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt for his next movie. Very cool. Pacific Rim Uprising will reveal more about the kaiju in the new film. We have a bunch of news about Pacific Rim Uprising, so check out all those articles if you want to know more. Pacific Rim producer says that they currently have no plans to merge with Godzilla and King Kong. We did speak upon an article that came out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago that said that it wasn't out of the realm and it could be a possibility if they wanted to, but they have no plans to, so keep that in mind. We have the new trailer for Downsizing with Matt Damon, which looks pretty cool. The new trailer for The Disaster Artist. Congratulations to The Orville. Fox has given a green light for a second season. So congratulations to Seth MacFarlane, continuing his live-action sci-fi comedy. Will return for a second season next year. I'll tell you, man, I started the Orville, and I was kind of like, eh, after that first episode. But then kept watching it, and I actually really dig the show now. It's a fun, fun show. So check that one out if you haven't. But congratulations. The Orville renewal also means that the first season will end with 13 episodes, no back nine. So it will just be 13 and we're going to call it quits. Mark Strong is in talks to return to the DC Cinematic Universe as he's in talks to play the villain in Shazam. He is in talks to play Dr. Savannah. I don't know anything about this character, but Mark Strong is awesome and I would take him in anything, even though he should be Lex Luthor, I'm just saying. Danny Elfman will use his own Batman theme for Justice League. And you know what? I actually just saw a clip today of Commissioner Gordon clicking on the bat signal, and up in the sky is a gargoyle sticking off a building and Batman sitting on top of it, and it's playing the Danny Elfman theme song. As he jumps down in front of Commissioner Gordon, and it gave me chills, man. This is the original theme from the 1989 Michael Keaton Batman. Danny Elfman scored that whole movie, and he said, you know what? That's the Batman theme, so we're going to use it in Justice League. That's pretty amazing. I'm so glad they're doing it. It works so well. Thank you. Now we just need the Superman theme, and we're going to be rocking. Lawrence Fishburne says he's working on a top secret project with Marvel. Ooh, got no other info on top of that. We have the trailer and premiere date for the new Starz Spies series, Counterpart, starring J.K. Simmons. It will premiere on Sunday, January 21st of 2018. There's a new Twilight Zone series going to be rebooted over at CBS All Access. They are working with Jordan Peele for that one. I think it's a great mix right there. I know my boy Lynx is a big Twilight Zone fan. He's not too hopeful, but Lynx, I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, Jordan Peele's the right person for this. I think he's going to do something pretty damn special, so start signing up for the CBS All Access account. We have an article up with Meet the New Cast Members for Season 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so check that out if you're interested. Rashida Jones and Nick Offerman are going to voice roles in a new animated take on the classic novel White Fang. Lily Collins is going to be joining Zac Efron in the new Ted Bundy film, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. Pure Pixar is set to open in 2018 with the Incredibles-inspired Incredicoaster. So that's coming to Disney's California. That's pretty awesome there. Congratulations to Jason Momoa, who married his longtime girlfriend Lisa Bonet in a surprise intimate ceremony. Netflix has acquired Tao, which is a new sci-fi thriller starring Micah Monroe and Ed Skrein, along with Gary Oldman. Very interesting there. Congratulations to Hasbro, which has renewed their contract with Paramount Pictures for a new 5-year film deal. So we'll continue releasing stuff there through them. Sherlock Gnomes, the new trailer is supposed to drop this week, based off the 2011 sleeper hit Romeo and Juliet. 2011. Why the hell did it take this long to make a sequel to Romeo and Juliet and then call it Sherlock Gnomes? Come on. There's a good chance that no Jack Black in Goosebumps 2. His return is in doubt. Of course, Jack Black played R.L. Stein in the Goosebumps movie that came out a couple years ago. They're not saying he's completely out, but they are penning a script with him and a script without him, and they'll see if they can fit it into the schedule. Thor Ragnarok opened to $14.5 million just on the Thursday previews, which is pretty damn incredible. Blake Ritson has been cast as Brainiac for the upcoming Sci-Fi Channel's Krypton series. I feel like I've been hearing about this Krypton series forever, and I still don't know where the hell this show is at. Come on, Sci-Fi, pick it up. Wonder Woman is now officially the highest grossing origin movie of all time. Man, that's awesome. Congratulations there. The final season of The Middle just got a little bit longer. They are stretching the final season to a total of 24 episodes. So that's pretty cool there. It was going to be a shorter season, but guess demand picks it up. God's Not Dead 3, A Light in Darkness, is coming. I didn't know they were even working on that. That's crazy. Let's see here. Blacklist Scribe is set to pen The Other Typist, which is a new comedy starring Keira Knightley. The Silver Chair is set to be Joe Johnston's last film. Shooting will start next year. That's the new Narnia film. And yeah, Joe Johnston's saying it's going to be his last film. Pretty damn crazy there. Right there. House of Cards producers are considering killing off Kevin Spacey's character. Funny. Lord of the Rings may live again as Amazon is looking to do a new TV series set in the Lord of the Rings universe. Very cool there. We have posted up a bunch of clips from Justice League. They've been releasing these little snippets, and we're posting them all out for you. So if you want to get a piece of the pie, check them out right there. Thor Ragnarok went on from that $17 million it made on Thursday to a $46.8 million Friday, which was awesome. They estimated it'll make about 110. Well, it made 122 million. Once again, estimates were off. And congratulations to the God of Thunder, man. He killed it opening weekend right there, man. Everybody is loving this film. The whole Thor family, MCU family, everybody's ranting and raving, which is so cool to see right there, because the movie definitely deserves it. Speaking of the overall, also, man, when you tack in, so like I said, 122 million here in the U.S., and when you tack in its worldwide numbers, Thor Ragnarok has already made $427 million worldwide in 2 weeks. That is so awesome. I cannot believe it is just smashing. And A Bad Mom's Christmas opened up in second place domestically, not making even nearly as much as the first film did, so I don't know if that one's going to hold up, but Thor Ragnarok, man, electrifying the box office. Nightwing casting will reach far and wide, and the production could begin next year. I hope so, man. I am looking very forward to the Nightwing film, and I want to see them get going on this one big time. I want to shout out Stardust once again. They actually put up a pretty cool video of a bunch of Thor Ragnarok reviews. And if you look at the thumbnail of it, yours truly is the thumbnail graphic. And I'm the first reviewer that gets to spout out my nonsense about Thor Ragnarok. So I'm glad that, you know, like I said, man, I love Stardust. Download that app and check me out on there, Don Mega, and enjoy all the great reviews. Speaking, so we talked about a Brainiac getting hired for the Sci-Fi Channel show Krypton. Well, there's a Brainiac 5 character, and Brainiac 5 has been cast. Actor Jesse Raff has been cast as Brainiac 5, coming to Supergirl. So we're going to have a Brainiac and Supergirl. Very cool. The American Idol reboot gets a March premiere date, so that's when that one's returning, this time over at ABC. Another Red Sonja movie is in the works thanks to Wonder Woman, so we're seeing that one kind of come together. We got the brand new 50 Shades Freed trailer. It's here, Dakota Johnson. New erotic thriller. 50 Shades Freed. Check out the trailer for the final movie in that trilogy. I actually tweeted out a little snippet of the original Batman score being used in Justice League that I talked to you guys about, if you want to check it out. So real quick, maybe 10-second, 15-second video, just so you can get an idea of the song working with that clip. Asher Angel. I've never heard of this kid before. I guess he's a Disney Channel kid who is on the TV series Andy Mack. He has just been cast in the Shazam movie, and he's going to play Billy Batson. Yes. So, for those of you who don't know about Shazam, Billy Batson's a little kid who has the powers of Shazam. And when he says, Shazam! He gets turned into this Superman kind of superhero that has all these powers. But of course, not since he's a little kid, he's not in a little kid body. He gets put into a grown-up's body. And that's when we talked about last week that Zachary Levi is going to be playing Shazam. So you're going to have this little kid, Asher Angel. He's going to say Shazam and then turn into Zachary Levi, who will be the magical Shazam. So I'm glad to see things moving on this. It's pretty cool. We got Billy Batson covered now. We got Shazam covered now. We're getting ready to start rocking and rolling on this film here from the DCEU. When it came out, I was like, so excited about how great the movie was, but we were looking at the sequel, right? And we were saying, who's going to play these kids grown up? My number one pick for Bev was Jessica Chastain. I was like, Jessica Chastain's got to be it, man. She's so... When I saw the girl who played Bev in the first It movie, I was like, I can see her growing up and into Jessica Chastain. This is perfect. And there's precedence there. The director of It worked with her on the horror movie Mama. So I was like, come on, it's got to happen. Well, it's not official yet, but Jessica Chastain actually came out in an interview and says she wants to be a part of It Chapter 2. She says she would love to play Bev. And that gets me so excited, because if she's saying she wants to do it, why the hell would she not be the one to do it? Now we just got to wait for the official announcement, right? But thank you, Jessica Chastain, for feeling my vibe, feeling my power, and wanting you in that role. She's so fantastic, and I think she'll knock it out the park in It Chapter 2. Disney has reportedly held talks to purchase 20th Century Fox and 20th Century Fox Television. This is pretty interesting here, because first thought I have is, hey, Disney buys this, we have all of the Marvel characters back in the X-Men universe, the Fantastic Four universe. We could see Galactus fighting the Avengers. We could bring in the X-Men with the Avengers. This is going to be so good, right? Supposedly, from what I understand, talks have already fallen through. This isn't something that's probably going to move on. And it's unfortunate. But you know what? Keep your fingers crossed, because you never know in this business when something can happen. And you know, it would be pretty cool, man. I can see Hugh Jackman being like, hey, Kevin Feige, I'm ready to put those claws back on. Let's do this! If that happens. So, we'll see. We'll definitely keep you posted if anything moves from here. We got an article up with all the Easter eggs and references in Thor Ragnarok, so check that one out if you're interested. Wentworth Miller is leaving the Arrowverse. Aw, this sucks, but you know what? I don't mind. He's barely in it anymore anyway. He's set to make his final appearances on both The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow later this season, and it will be his final appearances. He is leaving the world of this DC universe. So, he, of course, plays Captain Cold I think they've kind of run thin on that story. And that's probably why he's leaving, because he wants to do other stuff. So we bid you farewell. George MacKay, Russell Crowe, and Nicholas Hoult, and Essie Davis are set to star in the true history of the Kelly Gang. Evan Rachel Wood is given some, hints as to when you might see Westworld Season 2. Check that out if you're interested. Ezra Miller says that he would love Jeffrey Dean Morgan to play Batman in Flashpoint. I would love that too, and it makes sense, right? For those of you who don't know, in the Flashpoint storyline, it's an alternate universe, and Bruce Wayne never becomes Batman. It's actually Thomas Wayne that becomes Batman. And of course, Jeffrey Dean Morgan played Thomas Wayne in Batman v Superman. So that would make sense, and I think it would be fantastic, because Jeffrey Dean Morgan would be an awesome Batman, and I would love to see the Flashpoint Batman suit from the comics on the big screen. That would be pretty damn amazing. We have your final trailer for Coco. That just dropped today, so check that one out. And that is your news, my friends. We got through that one nice and swiftly, under 40 minutes. Let's head on over to our box office stuff, and we'll wrap this baby up. Coming out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow is going to be Cars 3. In theaters this Friday is going to be Daddy's Home 2 and Murder on the Orient Express. I am so there for Daddy's Home 2. I do want to see Murder on the Orient Express also, but Daddy's Home is a funny comedy that I absolutely loved, and I cannot wait to see Part 2. So be checking that out this weekend. Let's talk box office. Coming in number 10, it's Let There Be Light with 1.6 mil. Number 9 is Only the Brave with 1.9 million. Number 8's Thank You for Your Service with 2.2. Number 7's Blade Runner 2049 with 2.3. Number 6 is Happy Death Day with 2.6. Number 5 is Geostorm with 3.1. Number 4 is Tyler Perry's Boo, A Madea Halloween at 4.5. Number 3 is Jigsaw, bringing in 6.5 million. And then in its debut, it's A Bad Mom's Christmas at number 2, bringing in 16.7 million. And number 1, we've talked about it already, it's Thor Ragnarok, bringing in a very nice $122.7 million in its first week. And second week globally, like I said, a 420 something million dollar debut. This movie, and I just want to say, Thor has done the right lead for sequels. The first Thor movie made like 55 million in its opening weekend. Thor Dark World made like 85 million in its opening weekend, and then Thor Ragnarok made 122. So you see that step progression with every film. The overall Thor, the first Thor movie in its entire run worldwide, made about $450 million. Thor Ragnarok in less than 2 weeks has already pretty much made that much money. So that just goes to show you, man, how big the Marvel Cinematic Universe has gotten and how big the Thor character has become, and it's pretty damn cool to see. That'll do it, my friends. Thank you for joining me again as we wrapped up another week of entertainment news. I hope I've educated you all and everything that's going down in the last week. Thank you once again for listening, and definitely check out, once again, if you want to hear that Thor Ragnarok spoiler review, check out Am I Still on the Air. Like I said, it is available on all of our streams. It's nothing you got to go sign up for in addition to. You can find it on Stitcher and Spreaker and TuneIn and all that good stuff. But of course, it's available directly on our website, which is amiontheair.com. Click on the tab that says Am I Still on the Air, and it's right there at the top. And of course, reddragonsradio.com right there at the top. On the side, you'll see all the different shows, and you'll see an Am I Still on the Air tab as well for that. And of course, download Stardust and make sure you follow me at Don Mega. All right, let's wrap this baby up. Once again, our official webpage is amiontheair.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me directly at dxdonmega on Twitter. We, of course, once again, are available to subscribe to on iTunes. If Android's your thing, get us on Google Play. Get us on Spreaker, on TuneIn, on Stitcher, on Spreaker, and of course YouTube. We have audio versions on YouTube as well to listen to. YouTube.com/amiontheair. Subscribe to us on Instagram. Follow our feed on there. And of course, our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com, Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. I'd like to give a shout out again to Friggins and Peeps for joining me on that Thor Ragnarok spoiler review. I appreciate it. It was a fun time. We will probably do it again here in a couple weeks for Justice League. Going to be very excited to talk about that one. And that'll do it. Once again, it is Monday, November the 6th. And we'll have another great week. And we'll come back and hit you up again for another week in review. So have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening. Until next time, y'all. Peace!
Bye, everybody. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!